I'm going to introduce you to Christine Donaldson from Portlaoise. And Christine has been speaking recently about living for more than 20 years with chronic pain. And she spoke in today's paper too about how often it can be invisible, and even doing simple things like being in a queue for a disabled toilet can draw those disapproving glances from people who are making an assumption that there's nothing wrong with you. But for anybody who lives with chronic pain, you know what your journey is like. You probably feel like Christine, it's not been spoken about enough and maybe doesn't get the respect that it deserves. Christine joins us now. Very good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Christine, can you take us back to when you first started noticing this chronic pain and how it first occurred?
Well, it first occurred probably about 22 years ago. My eldest child, I picked him up out of the cot. He was about 8 months old, and I felt something pulling in my back. And I was in intense pain afterwards. And then on and off over the next number of years, it would come and go. I'd kind of have a flare-up, but I would have really good long periods where it wouldn't bother me at all. But in the last few years, it has just become constant.
And were you undergoing treatment or getting any specialist therapy to deal with the back injury from 22 years ago? And what sort of treatment remedies or methods were you using?
I was getting, it's like a long-term epidural into the spine. It's a guided CT injection. I got two of those and I got good relief for a good number of months with them. I got the third one this year at the end of March, and it didn't work this time.
And you're due to undergo another MRI shortly to see if there's maybe an alternative treatment that can be administered?
Yes. So the last MRI I had was 3 years ago, and the pain has increased immensely since then. So in order for them to come up with some sort of a treatment plan, I need to get the MRI done. Again, so I've also been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, so both the rheumatology and orthopaedics are waiting for the results to come up with some sort of a plan for pain relief.
It's estimated that one in three Irish adults are suffering from some form of chronic pain and living with it on a daily basis too. And this is what really kind of driven about your story. What's it like from day to day dealing with chronic pain? And as you've mentioned before, like kind of particularly when people maybe can't see on the surface exactly the level of pain you're going through.
It's really difficult. Some days I really want to cry with pain. It can be that bad. But I kind of try to just motor on, because even I get fed up listening to myself going, oh no, that's really sore, I'm in awful pain. So if I'm fed up listening to myself, I'm sure people around me are as well. So I think a lot of people with chronic pain tend to keep fairly quiet about it, because they don't want to be bothering other people. But it's really difficult. Just doing ordinary things. I don't go shopping anymore because it takes too much energy, causes too much pain. So I just don't bother going anymore.
But you're also a businesswoman too, and you run a number of childcare facilities. Is that difficult? But I know also you've cited it as being a distraction from the pain too, but it must be hard on the daily basis.
It can be really, really, really hard. So most days I will just come home and I will just rest, because that's what I need to do for my body. But last night my youngest son had a final with his club, football match, so I wanted to go and see that. I didn't get home till about 8:30. I went straight from work there, but I paid for it last night. It was the pain last night, now and today is absolutely horrendous.
Just
doing that small thing has made it worse today.
No, so you really obviously have to kind of plot and plan your week too. Have you adopted the workplace or your work practices to try to help you, you know, ease and deal with the chronic pain?
Yes, so I try to do as much administration work as possible. I don't do any lifting of any sort. I don't do walking. I can't, because I just can't. So I don't walk very far. everything is on the one level. So all my rooms are on the one level. So once I'm there, that's grand. I can just, you know, but I do take a lot of rest breaks. But sometimes sitting also hurts. So it's trying to find that balance between sitting and moving around.
Yeah, I can only imagine it because, again, like, you know, we hear so much about sedentary lifestyles and people sitting for too long and get up and get moving. But if that itself can be a challenge and lead to more pain, we can begin to understand how hard it might be. But you obviously have huge concerns. You're very young still. You're only 49. You probably have big concerns about your long-term health. Is there any interventions that you've looked into or anything you think that possibly could be done to try and alleviate the pain?
At the moment, no, because I just want to wait and find out the extent of what we're dealing with before I start to make any plans. There's no point in trying to predict the future. So I just wait and see and then take it from there, see what the options are after that.
Well, Christine, all we can do is wish you all the very best in that journey and hopefully it does bring some relief at some stage. That's Christine Donaldson there, who's been living with chronic pain. She's from Portlaoise for over 22 years now. She was speaking at a charity event recently organised by Chronic Pain Ireland. It launched its Pain to Power campaign to mark Pain Awareness Month. And Christine's message really is she's appealing to people to think twice before judging someone who may be battling chronic pain. And yes, on the surface, it may not look like they have an issue or disability, but if they are in a queue or they're getting out of a car, possibly in a disabled space, you know, just be less judgmental because often we don't appreciate what people are going through. And as Christine has spoken about there, trying to balance that with, you know, raising a family of four, but also being a business owner too in a very busy sector. Christine owns a childminding service, or Christine's childminding service, and After the Bell, an after school service in Portlaoise. So a busy sector at the best of times. But so if you have been suffering from chronic pain, I think know that you're not alone there too. And maybe if you have never engaged or checked them out, Chronic Pain Ireland is that charity.